Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a blessing to be with you again. Praise God. I am your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney.
Your host, Americus Cheney.
Apostle Reed, Mighty Russian Wind Ministry Center.
Hi, I'm Tammy Kahn. I'm part of the Fellowship of the Sons and Daughter of Elijah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again. Praise God. And we have an awesome, amen, topic for you today. And I know it's going to bless the people of God. Amen. Just sit and tune in with us. And I know it's going to be a blessing to you. The topic we're going to talk about today is humility of the heart. Amen.
Amen.
Humility of the heart. All of us, amen, can take a part in that. Amen. It can help all of us. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm coming from Matthew 11:29, says, "Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart." And in Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom." Jesus became nothing that the Father may become everything. Until we want to become nothing, living in total dependence upon Him, choosing never to take the glory, He cannot become everything to us and through us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to start out. We have an awesome panel here today. And I'm going to start out with Apostle Cheney, my husband. I'm going to ask him, Apostle, what is humility?
Humility is a sense of consciousness to submit, without going into the original Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic. It is being submissive or subservient to that which you adore, to that which you worship, to that which you need to be submissive to. It can come into authority when you begin to release yourself and when you begin to humble yourself.
Amen.
It is a part of subjection as well.
Amen.
And that's
awesome.
The common ground for humility is to become low.
Yes. Amen.
Not in disgrace, but become low or little. When the Bible says, "Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, resist the devil, then he shall flee from us."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to go here, amen, to Apostle. Praise the Lord. Apostle Reed. Apostle Reed, what is humility?
Amen. I looked that up in the Webster's Dictionary. Mm-hmm. Amen. And it said a modest or low view of one's own importance, humbleness,
mm-hmm.
a modest view. And we, as men and women of God, we got to learn to be more forgiving with one another, more tolerant with another. And definitely, above all, we got to learn how to love one another.
I love it. Yes.
Because
yes.
How can we love sinners if we don't even love our own brother?
That's right. That's good. Amen. 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 Go ahead, Minister Tammy.
This is just to piggyback on what the apostle and the prophets were saying today, you know, about humility. And one of the things that I wanted to point out is that it was talking, you know, the Bible said that Moses was the meekest man on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, some people may not understand the definition of meekness or humility. But meekness is not a weakness. It's
Mm-mm.
actually strength that is under control.
That's good.
So, you know, and having that type of control over your consciousness of who you are and your and walking in humility and meekness.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, like I said, it's not a weakness. It's it's a type of strength that you have control over who your character. And you're trying to line yourself up with the word of God.
Amen.
That is so awesome.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Go ahead, Apostle.
I just would look like to read this scripture.
Yes, yes.
Colossians 3:12. "Therefore, as God's choice, holy, loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So they said, put on, you put on. So it's something that you constantly have to wear.
Yeah.
You know, some of us have, what really touched me that when I looked at the today's subject was, a lot of us are walking in false humility.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we're only humble around certain ones.
Come on, come on. I like that. Yes.
You know, when we're around the elite or the upper grade, you know, we want to be, you know, but the one that really needs the compassion, woo, that's the one we're nasty to.
That is so awesome.
You know, how can you lead God's people if you don't love God's people?
My God.
How you going to touch God's people if you don't have a loving heart?
That's
see,
so good.
In order for you to, I love the scripture that says the humble shall taste the grace. We got to, as leaders, have to become humble first. And it's nothing that,
that so
we can
good.
Put on and take off.
Mm-mm.
It's one of those things that either you are or you're not.
Yes.
And if you're not, then as Minister Tammy said, we have to begin to ask God to teach us.
Yeah.
Have to begin to ask God to lead us.
Yeah.
Because I run into a lot of leaders that when I was working in a different position and I didn't have on my priestly garments, I didn't have on my attire, they didn't really know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
So because I looked just like a lonely servant, mm-hmm. the attitude was one way. But then when they see me on Sunday when I was dressed up, then the attitude changed. But then how can that happen if we say we are leaders of God?
Come on. That is so good. That's so good.
You can't be. You have to. This is something that we have to be constantly.
Is
humble and humility and humil.
Yes.
And that's what I love about Apostle Chaney. And when I came to the Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, what I was trying to show the ministry is just like the in ministry comes up under me as the apostle,
mm-hmm.
but everybody has to answer to somebody.
Yes.
And I love what Apostle Chaney said, you come subservient.
Yes.
So I come up under the leadership of Apostle Chaney. If Apostle Chaney calls, I'm going to listen.
Yes.
And God helps me make that choice
in
order to grow.
Yes.
See, we're not growing because we don't want to listen.
Because we don't want to listen.
We don't want to remain humble.
Come on.
We think we got all the answers.
I love that. That is so awesome. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. And basically what you was talking about, that's pretty much related to pride. Amen.
Come on.
It's related to pride. Now, we know that pride is the most insidious sin and the ugliest.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And pride is when we most blind, and also it's the basis of deception. Amen. People are walking around prideful. That's why it's hard for them to be humble, because they too much think they doing everything instead of giving glory, honor, and praise to God. Amen. But if they realize it ain't about us, it's about Him.
Amen.
It's about Him. If we can keep that in our focus and in our mind to know, praise God, like I was saying earlier, to become nothing so He can become everything in us. Amen. We won't get to that place where we get prideful.
Yeah, the scripture tells us, it said that humble yourself in due season, in due time, the Lord will exalt you. He that exalt himself should be abased.
Yes.
He that humble himself should be exalted.
Yes.
You know, then another part of false humility is when you take confidence and say that it is not being modest, confidence in your God.
Mm-hmm.
What He has told you in your purpose and your destiny to know who you are and what you are in Him. Anytime we go outside of God, then it becomes prideful.
Mm-hmm.
Then we walk in the wicked one.
Because
the Bible says Cain was of the wicked one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want to do that. We want to walk in the humility spirit of Christ, because Jesus humbled Himself unto death.
Amen.
To the cross.
Amen. That is awesome. Amen. Amen. Now, does pride keep us from an intimate relationship or friendship with God?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, because, you know, there are those that are there listening. And you know, like Apostle, you were saying, when we think we're greater than other people, one of the things that the Lord, you know, the disciples begin to fuss one among one another and say, who would be the greatest?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord took a little child and put before them.
Yeah.
He said, at least you come
as a child. Come on.
Humble as a child, you will no wise enter to the kingdom
That's
of God.
It.
Then he said, who desires to be the the most important one of you become the servant.
Yes.
So when we even want to be leaders, we have to be able to be a servant.
Wow. Yes.
The Messiah, he not only showed them mm-hmm. through his humility, I meant told them, but showed them when he took the, washed their feet and took the towel, and that was humility. And he's saying that if I did it to you, you ought to do mm-hmm. it one to another.
Wow. Yes. Amen.
So in essence, yes, it could cause your...
Yes.
Nothing can separate us from the love of God, but it can cause you to separate yourself from God.
That's it.
Because nothing can separate us. He will not
right.
move himself from us. But at the same token, because of it, we can allow pride to become a corridor
yes.
or a strong tower, a stronghold
yes.
between us and our Father.
That's right.
Amen. I just wanted to add to what Apostle was saying in James 4:6. Mm-hmm. It says, God opposes the proud, but give grace to the humble.
Yes.
To the humble.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, that goes, that's in James 6. He opposes yes. the pride, but give grace to the humble. So, you know, that's a lot to be said. What is opposes? Opposes mean at battle, at war with.
Yes.
So God is literally at war and at battle with the proud.
Yes.
And, but with, to the humble, he's giving them grace.
Yes.
And I think that's very important because a lot of people want think about humility and meekness. And, you know, not thinking about self and being selfless and understand that that is a grace that God has given you to walk mm-hmm. more into humility. So
right.
when you take those steps to walk into humility and begin to be obedient to God's word and humble yourself, God is going to give you more grace so you can walk more into the ministry of humility and
that's
being
it.
More meek. It's not of your own self, but
that's
by
it.
The grace of God.
Yes.
Yes,
and I'm just piggybacking on what you were saying, Apostle Reed, how you were saying that, how we can, certain ones we can be humble with, but then what we can't be humble with people within our, within us, within our some members,
a
different
group.
Ones as a group, we can't be humble, but then how we expect to win other folks when even sometimes in a relationship or as a husband and wife, you not humble at home with one another, but how are you going to be humble with the folks in the church? How are you going to win folks over if you don't have a humbleness towards each other?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a hindrance to your ministry. If the family life is not together, how you expect for the church life to be right with God? Amen.
Amen.
Humbleness goes all the way around.
All the way around.
It ain't just, I'm going to be humble because he's my leader. I'm going to be humble with my supervisor. But then when it relates to your husband, even your wife, there's no humbleness. Amen. God looks at all that because
Amen.
Ministry
Amen.
Starts in the home.
Amen.
That's where it starts at. Then it goes abroad. Amen. So that is just so real. Even dealing with our own children, you have to have a humbleness. Dealing with them, you can't just deal with them any kind of way. Talk to them any kind of way, act any kind of way with them, and then you expect them to grow up to be the awesome man and woman of God that you are. No, because it's based on how you carry yourself, how you respond, and how you act. You understand what I'm saying? So humbleness is just so real. I find out that sometimes if we have a certain spirit on us, it doesn't matter, pride, humbleness, whatever, it can rub off on your seed. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to be so mindful on how we relate even in our own family life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I also believe
mm-hmm.
that you used the word pride earlier.
Yes.
And I believe pride, P-R-I-D-E, is a slippery slope.
Yes.
Especially for leaders.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of times, and I tell the people of God, I say, you can always bless the gift within me because I'm not the gift.
Mm-hmm.
My name is John Reed.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Okay.
But I like that.
I think we get it confused.
Yes, they get it confused.
Because we want to uplift the man.
Yes.
Yes.
And I don't think there's nothing wrong with the orientation of the church with the chairs and everything. But what happens is we look at that and then we become part of the gift, which
yes.
was never designed. So then we're lifting
That's
up the
good.
Man.
Yes.
We're lifting up the man. And I believe so the pride is a very, very slippery slope.
Yes.
And it's funny to me. I don't know about Apostle Cheney, but it's real funny to me that when we call somebody and we miss the phone call, mm-hmm. and they have that message on there, and they got that long, you know, Holy Ghost message, and you're like, what is all of this? All of this, what is, you know what I'm saying? You will begin to, it's baby steps,
mm-hmm.
and eventually you're off the cliff. See, we have to be very careful not to think it's about us when it's never been about
us. I love that. It's always been about him. You know, amen.
It's the Pinocchio and Geppetto effect. You got to understand who's really pulling the strings.
Yes, come on. Yes. I love that. That's why I always say it ain't about us. It's about him.
It's always been about him.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, yeah, and most definitely, you know, because we see through the word of God, because they would not give God the glory.
Come on.
That was Herod. Because he would not give God the glory, and they begin to glorify him.
Glorify the
Lord sent an angel and smote him in the King James transliteration. Mm. And then he was ate up of worms. If we don't set our face towards God, we're prideful. When we don't worship him, we're prideful. We're not humbling ourselves. Sometimes you got a lot of preachers out there just because they have obtained. They don't want to be connected with you, because what you may look as if you're not up to par. You may not have the Mercedes or the Lexus. You may not have the ministerial alliance that you're a part of, that they're a part of, and they begin to look down on you.
Uh-huh. Come on.
And become like a Peter before the Gentiles.
Amen. Amen. That is so real. Awesome. Amen. Now, we know that there is no relationship problem that humility cannot solve, provided both parties choose to obey God's word. Amen.
Amen.
So, Apostle Trainer, just expounding the scripture, I think you said it earlier, Apostle Reed, that says that all lowliness, gentleness, and long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
Well, you know, that's humbling yourself, because especially when it says that bearing, the Bible says, forgive your brother 70 times within a day, 70 times 7 with a day, which is impossible. He was saying go beyond that. That was just a number, a numeric number, a metaphor. When we humble ourselves, we're able to submit ourselves even to those that try to scrutinize us. The scripture literally tells us, it says, hey, forgive your brother, and then it says, love them that despisefully use you. Mm-hmm. What reward does it that you would receive? To only those that you would bless that bless you. Then when we operate as our Father, our Father's humble. Jesus was humble. He humbled himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so with long suffering, I think a lot of times we can become prideful. Oh, you hurt me. Mm-hmm. So I want to hurt you. I want to get back at you what you've done to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Retaliation.
You know, retaliation impatient. Because now you didn't put me in a place that caused me to what they say in the world now, I feel a certain kind of way.
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
And, you know, so I don't like that cliche. But at the same token, when you consider the way that the Messiah put yourself in a position, I'm going to cover you, not to be abused, not to be neglected continually, but to love.
Amen. And also it says something about gentleness, being gentle. Mm-hmm. Amen. To me, it's so important as people of God, when they say gentle, you're touchable. Amen. Amen. You're touchable. People should be able to feel that they can touch you, reach you. You get where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Amen. And that's important in your humility.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You don't make them feel like you up there till nobody can be reachable, approachable.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So that's important, that sometimes you find that's missing upon people of God.
And you wonder why, and I'm going to interject real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why the miracles, signs, and wonders are not operating.
Yes.
Because they're not operating in the Christ-like anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, all of when the disciples say, Lord, shall we be like Elijah to send on fire to consume? He said, well, you know not, man or spirit, what you are. For the Son of Man came not to destroy life, but to save it.
Mm-hmm.
So he humbled himself as a servant. And a lot of times we don't see the servant mentality because everyone wants to exalt himself onto another. If you have an anointing on your life, then you serve the latter.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I always say, and it holds true to this day, so goes the leader, so goes the fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
So if the leader is ignorant, arrogant, prideful, that's only going to be passed through the people.
That's so real. Amen. You will see it in them.
Oh, definitely. You will see it.
You will see them. Yes.
So if
that's so real.
So we really need. I spoke with Friday night in our church service. I told the men and women of God, in this season, we got to be real careful who we connect with.
Yes.
Because spirits travel.
Spirits travel.
Listen, you will be mad for no reason in the house fussing at the refrigerator and don't know why.
Mm-hmm. So real.
Because right now in this season, especially the spirit of anger.
Yes.
And the reason I brought up anger is because it's the dead opposite of humility.
Yes.
Dead opposite of humility.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, so instead of getting angry, and you was talking to the scripture you brought up with the gentle and mm-hmm. meekness, let us begin to try to understand.
Yes.
The Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding.
Get an understanding.
Can we communicate? Can we be approachable?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, in relationships you was talking about, I one thing that affected my wife and I until we got matured was we always had what I called the spirit of the last word.
Yes.
We got to get that last word.
You got to get that last word.
I'm humble, but I'm going to get what I'm going to, you know.
Yeah.
But no.
But that don't mean nothing to God.
Come on now.
Choose your battle.
Come on. Yes, ma'am.
It ain't concerned about who said the last word. It's concerned God wants to see us come together.
Come on.
Now, the enemy want us to fight, so I'm going to get the last word. No, I'm going to get the last word.
Come on.
And I think that kind of helps in relationship. But when we, like you say, mature to realize.
Come on.
Does that really matter to him? No. He wants to see us get along, love one another.
Come on.
Because that's the way the enemy comes in.
Yes.
Then when he comes in, right.
It Come on.
Pulls away.
Yes.
Amen. Not important. The important thing is that you're together as one and say, oh, no, you don't have no place here, devil.
Come on.
You see, choose your battles.
Choose your battles.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
And humility serves
Come
on. One another. It'll serve you. You'll serve me. The Bible say, be submissive to one another.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say, if you see your brother in a fault, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself.
Right.
And sometimes when we get out of place or out of character, we don't consider the other individual. And it doesn't have to be in relationship with marriages. It could be any type of relationship.
Come on.
Amen.
Go ahead, woman of God.
One thing, what Pastor was talking about, being careful who you associate yourself with, mm-hmm. the spirit of anger. Now, everything that we're talking about, all the wonderful word that's going forth about humility, sometimes when God is asking you in a situation to walk in humility, it's not the easiest thing to do.
Come on.
Because your flesh will cry out.
That's good. That's good.
If somebody do something wrong to you, immediately our first reaction is we want to react what our flesh want to do.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We want to retaliate. We want to get revenge. We want to be vengeful. We want to get revenge on what they just did to us. So, you know, and then you can hear God saying no.
Yes.
Come on.
And to be obedient to that, it'll be painful. It will hurt. It may cause you even to cry because your flesh at that moment.
That's good.
I love it.
Retaliate. It wants to act out. It wants to do to that person what they just did to you. So this is some great word that's going out about humility. But sometimes walking in it may not be the easiest thing.
If you choose
to walk in obedience to God and be humble and humble yourself at that moment and give it over to God, you will receive the reward. You will walk
in more
grace. You will receive the grace and the abundance of God because you walked in obedience to his word. So you will be strengthening your walk, your fellowship, your relationship with him because of your obedience.
And that's the key.
That is awesome.
Is obedience, because remember the scripture says, when you do it, don't serve like unto men eye service or to please men as men's pleasers, but you do it unto God. The key thing is what you just said is obedience.
Obedience. Wow.
Sometimes when we're not able to do that, to say, Lord, I'm just going to obey you.
Yes.
And you know, I don't want to, but Lord, be at your word, oh Father.
Yes, that is truly awesome.
Do it with tears in your eyes, because sometimes it could be that painful. I'm speaking from experience.
Come on.
Okay, Lord, I'm being obedient to you, and tears are coming down your eyes because you really want to do the opposite.
Yes.
But your willingness to be obedient to God, he will honor that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Yes. That is so awesome. Now, one of the most common forms of pride is the way we make excuses in everyday situations. Amen. Now, we all guilty of this at one time. Amen. Why can't we just be 100% honest and quickly and easily say, I'm sorry. I will you please forgive me? Why can't we just be, will you excuse me? Oftentimes, we don't do that. Amen. When we know sometimes we err or we're wrong. And if we can do that, we'll try to cover up the truth. You know how we do. We all at one time was guilty of that. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, God calls that deceit. Amen. We could easily say, forgive me. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it that way. We all have to get to that point sometime. Amen. And that's with anything that we do. Praise God. Amen. That's humility. You know you're wrong and you come back and say, I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Yes.
Please forgive me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Just forgive me. I'm so sorry. Apology. And then the next person has to be humble enough to accept that apology. Now, if you don't accept that apology, that's on you. Right. As long as that person apologizes. Amen.
Amen.
That's important. That's part of humility. Amen.
And then I think, you know, the part of responsibility or accountability. When we have done somebody wrong, give them a time to chill. You know, speaking naturally, give them time to come off, calm down, then go back. Sometimes we'll just stay there and things will begin to fester.
Fester.
Yes, be led by the Spirit.
Be led by the Spirit.
I say it all
Dr.
the time.
Dr. Cheney said that
we
all the time.
We got to be led by the Spirit. Amen. Because we don't, like you just say, it's fester. If we don't be led by the Spirit. Sometimes the Spirit says, just wait, go back later. Amen. That is so real.
And
that's
you can
right.
make things even
that's
worse.
Right.
And then, you know, that's humility. Right. Yes. Causes us to come into a place in the realm of the Spirit of
Amen.
God that brings exaltation, like I quoted the scripture.
Amen.
He that humble himself should be exalted in due season and due time. So we're living in the place, I believe, a season now that God is causing those to be humble
yes.
and submissive.
Yes.
And as they be humble and submissive to the things of God,
yes.
then he'll begin to show them and
yes.
show them or reveal himself. And any time that the Lord reveal himself, he's going to do it through humility and by his grace.
Yes.
Not by pride.
Come on now.
Because Satan is there, the wicked one. And that's so much, beloved, those that are listening, and you, if you're in pride, you need or have not humble yourself, you're in pride. And pride is the wicked's meat. And I want y'all to hear that. Is the evil one's meat.
Yes.
See, when you walk in pride, that is his food. And you look like a pork chop to him. You look like a steak, a filet mignon, and he will devour you.
Amen. Go ahead.
I just want to ask a question, something different.
Yes.
If you were talking about apologizing, if we don't go back, if we know we're wrong, and we don't go back and apologize, okay, we already know that's pride.
Yes.
Definitely agree with that. But also, is that a sign saying to the other person that I don't respect you?
Oh, yeah, it can be a sign to say that unless that person could be so angry. If it's a continuation, then there is no respect or there's somewhere the respect is lost.
Wow.
You know, somewhere because when, you know, if you're on the job and you know, you're and a supervisor do you wrong and you come back and you say you tell your supervisor, well, what you did, I dislike. You know, and they say, well, you just go on about your business. You're not going to disrespect your supervisor.
Wow.
You're going to, because of the fact that they can fire you.
Right.
But your husband and your wife or your fellow brother and sisters, they can't fire you.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a matter of respect.
Wow.
But now, are you saying they'll come back later? They just don't ever come back?
Probably they will. Sometimes you know that a person is wrong. You know that you're wrong.
Yeah.
But they'll act like that they don't think they're wrong.
Right.
They don't care to even apologize to you.
Right. So they, because they don't think they're wrong.
No, they and know they're wrong. They're just not going to apologize to you.
That's related too much to pride, in a sense. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Pride. Amen. So, hey, all you can do is pray for them.
Amen.
Amen. That's all you can do. Praise the Lord. Amen. What is the characteristics of humbleness? It's a person that's in silence, a person that's in control. It's a true leader, a person that can be corrected, somebody gentle, somebody with an attitude of willing to help, pursuit of greatness, and a person that's small before God. Amen. They know that God is due all the glory and praise. Remember? Amen. Now, remember that true humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. That's a quote from C.S. Lewis. Amen. Amen. I want to invite you to come out to Soul Harvest Ministry tomorrow at 12:30. Our address is 573 Oakleaf Plantation Parkway. It's in the Orange Park area. We do desire for you to come out. Thank you for joining us, and we look to join you next week.
God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Amen.
thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.